Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Be advised. For Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Our heartfelt sympathies to all families and friends who lost loved ones in the stampede at Mount Moran in Israel. It is still unclear to me how all this got started. More than 40 perished, and well over 100 were injured, when, during a celebration of something called Lag BaOmer, a crowding developed, and a stampede got triggered somehow. At least that's the report we're receiving at present. Okay, let me give you an update on the Maricopa audit, an update on the COVID thing, vax passes coming to New York and Chicago, but the free state of Florida continues to stand strong against the rise of Nazi-like fascism in America. And by the way, I would encourage you to pre-order Levin's book, American Marxism. We'll take a quick peek into the vaccine question. And Antifa issues a threat against Wheeler. Yeah, calls him out. Declares an intention to abolish all government. Biden's speech summarized. Redefining the relationship between we the people and the government, I'll say. Joe Obama can't get anything going on between Ukraine and Russia, so I guess China CCP will have to attack Taiwan without the cover of that distraction. And then there's the case of Brucey Caitlyn Jenner. What does it mean that Republicans are lining up behind his run? And will this finally push into the foreground Trump's equivocating support for the LGBTQ community? What does need to happen in the recall of Newsom? Friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Why did Hillary's law firm, Perkins Coie, send 73 lawyers into Maricopa County to contest the audit? I understand now that some others have joined in and that there are over 100 lawyers there, all working together to stop the audit. The very latest tactic has been to send a letter to Biden's Department of the Nazi Protection Squad, you know, the so-called Justice Department. Yeah, the one that raids Giuliani's apartment with an illegal warrant to confiscate and all of his electronic devices. Well, except for, you know, the hard drives that belonged to Hunter Biden, which when Giuliani pointed out to them that they had left Hunter Biden's hard drives, they panicked and refused to take them. But they took all of Giuliani's electronic devices after they had already illegally breached his privacy, by accessing his cloud account. During his defense of Trump, you know, during that phony impeachment scam. You know, that one. The Department of Injustice. The Department of Unconstitutional Actions. Breaching the citizens' rights in this country. The Democrat lawyers and so-called election experts. All these DNC operatives have tried everything they can to stop the audit. And now they're calling on the Biden administration to step in. These yahoos already attempted to bully those conducting the audit with threats of lawsuits. They've attempted to bribe, and if they could, they would use blackmail too. They have petitioned the court multiple times to stop or stall the audit. Another play they are trying is to manipulate the system, you know, so the audit results will go before a judge they control. Yeah, after the audit is completed, the case will be brought before the Superior Court in Maricopa County. The judge in the rotation to take this case was Judge Curry, but he had prior connections with the persons, or some of those persons, who are doing the audit of the election, so He did the honorable thing and recused himself. Pamela Gates is what is called the civil presiding judge in Maricopa County Superior Court. And that means that when a judge recuses him or herself, Pamela Gates is the one responsible to select the replacement. Now, it just so happens that this Pamela Gates is the wife of Bill Gates. No, not the one who wants to depopulate the planet by about 6 billion people, but the one who is Maricopa County Supervisor for the 3rd District. Yes, and one of the 5 supervisors who did everything they could, or is it 6, who did everything that they could to stop the audit. I mean, even going to the extreme of refusing to comply with a state Senate subpoena to release custody of the ballots and the voting machines to the Senate, and then refusing to comply when a court order had to be asked for and obtained to get those guys to comply. And only after some serious legal maneuvering and fighting were they finally able to compel these guys to obey the law and release custody of the ballots and the machines to the Senate so they could proceed with the audit of that election. You see, that's Bill Gates' wife. She is the civil presiding judge responsible to choose which judge will hear the election case after the audit is complete. What? Do you think maybe there's a little conflict of interest here? So, the judge that was picked for the case was Judge Martin. Who's she? Well, Judge Martin was placed by none other than former Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano. Now, Janet was Obama's pick for Secretary of Homeland Security and served in that capacity from 09 to 13. We already know that every judge that dismissed election fraud cases so far has been an Obama pick, with the exception of the SCOTUS, which we will talk about more later if we get the chance. So a reporter running down this story called Janet Gates' office about her choice of Judge Martin to hear the election audit case. Well, guess what? You're not going to believe this. Yeah, you will. I mean, you know, Gates' office informed the reporter that Gates did not appoint Judge Martin. Really? The reporter was told that while it would normally have fallen to Gates to make that appointment, Judge Thomason is the one who selected Martin to hear the case. Well, well, well. That would be good, right? I mean, it is obvious that Pamela Gates would have, some conflict of interest, and it would be assuring that she had enough reasonable sensitivity to the appearance of that conflict to pass the choice off to another judge. In this case, Judge Thomason. That's who it is. So the reporter calls the office of Judge Thomason, and his office says that, well, no. Judge Thomason did not select Judge Martin. The reporter was told that Judge Thomason announced the appointment of Martin, but that's because that's what he was instructed to do. Where did he get the instruction to name Judge Martin as the judge to receive this case? The reporter was told the person responsible to decide who would hear the case was Pamela Gates. The office of Judge Thomason said flatly that the name was sent down to us from Judge Gates. So, there you have it, as my beloved Dub would say. Super liberal and Democrat loyal, Judge Martin was picked to hear the audit case by the wife of the corrupt supervisor, Bill Gates, who colluded with the other supervisors of Maricopa County, to obstruct the audit ordered by the Arizona State Senate. What are the supervisors afraid of? You know, we already know enough from the records to support suspicion of massive voter fraud in their county. The margin of victory for Biden in Arizona was only 10,457 votes. Now, get this. Absentee ballots cast from addresses other than where voters legally reside? 19,997. Yeah. The margin of victory was 10,457. Do the math. Absentee ballot casts that were returned on or before the postmark date. How does that happen? 22,903 of those, friend. Double voters in the state, 157. Ghost voters, 5,790. Mail-in ballots cast by voters registered after the registration deadline. Are you ready for this? A whopping 150,000. No address on file for the voter, 2,000. Out-of-state voters who voted in-state, 5,726. Overvotes, 11,676. Possible illegal votes, 254,722. I mean, listen, if the 2020 election was the most above board in a transparent election in the history of Arizona, as Governor Doug Ducey claims, well, friend, Arizona might be more messed up than California. And I doubt that. Good night. If the election was done according to law, the ballots received that were returned on or before the postmark date would be rejected. And that would account for more than 22,000 votes. Now let's look at those and see how many were for Biden, shall we? Think we might find about 11,000? At least about half? What do you think? Besides the 150,000 ballots from voters registered after the registration deadline, 150,000 folks, come on, man. How far will they go to stop the audit? That's what concerns me. And that's a matter for some serious prayer. Hey, I'll be right back. Yeah, it's like Jim Jordan said, the left can't show you Joe Biden won the election. All they can do is tell you he did. Check out Mike Lindell's documentary. Absolute proof.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's people face a critical battle for America. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps from the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Biden's speech summarized, redefining the relationship between we the people and the government, I'll say. Essentially, Biden declared they will turn that old yarn about the government serving the people on its head. From now on, they, the government, will rule over we the people. Is the experiment in self-governance over? And are the results we failed? And if that's so, I can tell you it is for the exact reason our founders anticipated. They warned us repeatedly that the government they bequeathed to us could only be maintained by God-fearing patriots. And there's a little something in the Bible about that too, you know. The nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. And old Biden, he doubled down, is that how you say it? Doubled down on his assertion that the amendments are not absolute. I spoke to that a few shows back, why our rights are absolute. And our inalienable rights, by the way, are not suspended because some governor or president or whoever, Fauci, declares an emergency. Vax passes coming to New York and Chicago. But the free state of Florida continues to stand strong against the wiles of the devil. You know, the rise of Nazi-like fascism in America. I do strongly encourage you to pre-order Levin's book, American Marxism. In this article I received from Bards FM, I find some very helpful information, a compilation of some information that puts it all in one place. So thank you, Susan, for this. From the CDC, the infection fatality rate, or IFR, of COVID-19 for people under 69 is less than 1%. And for children and adolescents, it is 0.003%. Now, friend, that's 0.00003. Let's convert these into a recovery rate, shall we? For people under 69, the recovery rate is over 99%. For children and adolescents, it's 99.99997%. Can you believe this? And this is taken from the CDC, folks. Now get this. Across all ages, God's designed immune system is 98% effective to ward off this COVID bug. The best synthetic man-made vaccines can do for this disease is 95% effective rate. And that's only if you reduce the threshold of what is considered effective to include prevention of mild symptoms. According to the science, which everyone tells us we must follow, according to the science, the vaccine manufacturers cannot claim their product prevents asymptomatic COVID-19 or that the relief that they provide will last more than 1 year. And as an aside, FDA will not approve these experimental drugs as vaccines. Technically, they're not vaccines. That's because they are experimental. In fact, all who take the vaccine, I understand, are enrolled in a sort of clinical trial and tracked for 2 years. I don't know if that's routine for all such vaccines. I don't think so, but wow. I wonder if people are being given full disclosure about all this. Did you know that as of January 22nd, there have been 271 deaths and 9,845 adverse events following the vaccination? Now, most of these deaths occurred within 48 hours of the vaccination. And hey, quote, a study shows that only about 1% of actual cases are picked up, end quote. That is, cases of adverse events. What? And by the way, I am aware that adverse events are common to all sorts of medical treatments. I mean, friend, it is, of course, impossible to anticipate how everybody is going to respond or to account for a myriad of impossible to foresee variables from person to person or even from vial to vial of a vaccine and so on. However, we're talking about taking these risks to protect you from a disease that your own immune system will likely protect you better. 98% to God's natural immune system versus 95% to the science guys. Phony Fauci tacitly admits the vaccines are, well, a waste of time. I mean, he said, quote, I would recommend people to not abandon all public health measures just because you have been vaccinated, end quote. And he went on to explain the reason, quote, even though for the general population it might be 90 to 95% effective, you don't necessarily know for you how effective it is, end quote. Unbelievable. I saw a meme of a guy wearing a seatbelt while standing out in the park with a headline over it, CDC recommends you wear your seatbelt when outside your car. We should all wear a helmet, after all. 200 satellites up there just might break into thousands of pieces and start falling out of the sky. Why do they want to keep us in these masks of oppression? Oregon is actually talking about, in Portland at least, making it a permanent thing. You've got to be kidding me. When are we going to start following the science? According to the science, masks don't protect from virus infection or transmission. And according to an MIT study I read recently, social distancing indoors does not offer any significant protection. And hey, where did the flu go? And yes, Roland, thank you. I am aware that science says generally only one strain of flu dominates any given season. And thank you for that, by the way. Normal flu rates range from 9 million to 43 million in a season. Deaths from flu range from 24,000 to 62,000 on the average. In 2017, we had 45 million cases of flu, and in 2018, 42.9 million. In 2019, the estimate was from 39 to 56 million, but in 2020, there were only 1,499 cases of the flu. Really? Here's a New York Times article in which Dr. Webby tells us, quote, generally, there is only one dominant respiratory virus in a population at a given time, end quote, but such a drastic reduction seems implausible. No such dramatic reduction, for example, in flu cases accompanied the SARS-CoV-1 outbreak during Obama's administration. Not this drastic. From September 2020 through the beginning of April, we have had only 2,000 cases of the flu reported. Usually during the same time span, we would have had 206,000 cases. Now here's another lesson in how to read these things. Dr. Webby further explains that, quote, one tends to keep out the other, you know, or to keep the other out, end quote. Apparently, however, this is not an adequate explanation why the flu virus has virtually disappeared. Because the article goes on to credit wearing masks and social distancing as possibly contributing to the surprising phenomenon. Quote, as measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus were implemented around the country in March 2020, influenza quickly disappeared, and it still has not returned, end quote. It is admitted, however, that, quote, scientists do not yet know which public health measures were most effective in eradicating the flu this season, end quote. But conjectures that, quote, if behaviors like mask wearing and frequent hand washing continue after the coronavirus pandemic is over, well, they could help to keep influenza at bay in the United States, end quote. Oh, God help us. These crazy people are already laying down the premise for keeping us in perpetual lockdowns and or wearing these ridiculous, foolish masks, I mean, indefinitely. But my point is that natural suppression by one virus over others is not, obviously, an adequate explanation for these sudden and dramatic disappearance of flu. Now, masks might be, social distancing might be, who knows? Dr. Webby said, we don't have a clue when the flu virus will make a comeback, but apparently they also don't have a clue what made the flu disappear. But one thing they will agree to is it's going to come back, and possibly with a vengeance. Scientists warned that, quote, the lack of exposure to the flu could also make the population more susceptible to the virus when it returns, and experts say its return is certain, end quote. Now, you're listening to what they're telling you. This is a tacit way of admitting they've messed us up, putting us in these ridiculous masks, and made us actually more susceptible to more severe cases and death counts in the future. According to epidemiologist Sonia Olson, CDC, lack of exposure to the flu could also make the population more susceptible to the virus when it returns. The doctors interviewed for this article expressed a concern about a decrease in natural immunity brought on by wearing these masks and social distancing. Dr. Olson said, quote, lower immunity could lead to more infections and more severe disease, end quote. Exactly. So, it's hard to know which way to go with this. If these masks were effective in reducing or eliminating the flu virus, then why are they coming back to say, uh-oh, having done that, now we've created a problem because now natural immunity is way low? They don't let them have it both ways. Exactly what we have always known about the natural working of any virus in a population. Exposure helps generate the natural immune response. And as the virus moves through a population, it becomes increasingly weaker while the natural immunity of the population becomes increasingly stronger. It's an old thing called herd immunity. The flu has never disappeared from China, although mask wearing and social distancing are the norms there. All the studies on mask wearing show minimal protection from any virus, and these are far outweighed by the risks of prolonged mask wearing. Recently, a perfectly healthy teenager collapsed at the end of a run from oxygen deprivation because he was required to run in a mask. The masks don't work. Neither does social distancing, indoors or outdoors. If the risk of getting COVID while sitting at a table to eat your food is acceptable, then the risk of getting COVID as you walk to the table is also acceptable. Come on. Be done with the masks, my friends. I'm almost done with my booklet explaining mask science. Read this MIT study exposing the social distancing scam. It's in my notes. I mean, friend, this is all about control. It's about realizing the Joe Obama dream of transforming America into a bunch of government control bots who wait for the government to tell us when we can go out of doors, when we can sit indoors to eat, when we can celebrate the 4th of July, when we can go to a concert, when we can do this. They want to control your life. A society where the expression papers please will become common, where you will be forced to take a shot provided by the government in order to travel or even to come out of your home. Anyway, I need to touch at least on the Caitlin caper for the governor's ball. And I'll address this more fully from the pulpit of the Lighthouse Baptist Church this coming Lord's Day. Generally, Bruce is not getting the sort of support from the left I think he hoped for. It's incredible and sad, really, how many men are trying to cash in on the opportunity we are giving them now in this ridiculous, messed up society to do women better than women do it. I mean, it's like they've been inspired by Annie, get your gun. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. Oh, yeah? Well, let me show you. I'm a man. I'll be a woman, and I'll beat you on the track field. This is so disgusting. So I guess men actually do make better women, right? I mean, of course not. It's disgusting to see a woman act like a man or for a man to act like a woman. But the California GOP seems to be warming to a little caper with Caitlin. What does it mean that some Republicans are lining up behind this nonsense? And will this finally push into the foreground Trump's equivocating support for the LGBTQ community? Are Christian conservatives going to be forced to make yet another choice between Christianity and their politics? Can a Christian vote for a tranny? What does the Bible say about this issue? Does it matter? I'm going to address this at 5 p.m. this Sunday at the Lighthouse, but I'll have to go. For now, I have lit the lamps to the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 805-314-2114. Leave your message for me on our listener response hotline or go to our website, brainmassage.net. And that's brainmassage.net, all one word, lowercase, you know the drill. Or go to godswar2020.com. Find the contact button, send me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World today. www.godswar2020.com. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon.